From WFIU Public Radio at Indiana University, welcome to the A Moment of Science podcast, bringing engaging science to those with unlimited curiosity but a limited amount of time.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from T. Rowe Price, managing investments for the long term with a consistent, disciplined approach. T. Rowe Price, invest with confidence at TRoePrice.com.
Did you have a pet when you were a kid, Yael?
Sure, Don. We had a couple dogs, a cat. What about you?
All I had was a pet turtle that tried to kill me.
Wait, what?
I didn't know it at the time, but I was just reading a report about how turtles carry salmonella, a bacterium that can cause poisoning. Did you know that salmonella infects over 1 million people every year and that 400 people die from it?
Okay, but not all of those cases are because of turtles. And it doesn't mean that your turtle was actually trying to kill you.
I know, it just sounded more dramatic saying it that way. But those little turtles really are dangerous. Lots of reptiles carry salmonella. But turtles are cute, right? So it's fun to pick them up and play with them. And that's how people get infected.
Wow. Sounds like people shouldn't be allowed to own turtles.
They're not, at least small ones. The sale of small turtles was banned in the United States in 1975. But, of course, people still find them or buy them illegally. And every year, dozens of kids get sick from playing with their pet turtle.
So, your advice for turtle lovers?
Love them from a distance, but don't keep them in your house. Because remember, turtles are cute, but can be contaminated.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear, with help from Laura Hungerford at the University of Maryland. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. To get podcasts, click on the podcast button. Once again, our web address is amos.indiana.edu, and for podcasts, click on the podcast button. For A Moment of Science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from BP, which is working to provide today's energy while transitioning to a low-carbon future. More information at bp.com/US.